Hello, my name is Dapiel Maseba, and this is the Commercial Awareness Podcast. First, an apology. This is a mini-sode, as you may have seen from the episode number and title. Unfortunately, it's been a busy week, and that has resulted in me turning my attention away from the podcast, but I'll be back next week with a full-length episode. So as always, thank you for your support, listenership, and most importantly, your patience. Now, the headlines. In law firm updates, Hogan Lovells is moving forward with plans to repopulate their offices, planning a rota system this week that will accommodate up to 50% of the firm's headcount, but office return is still voluntary for each individual. DLA Piper plans to have its entire headcount back in the London office by the end of the year, and the Ince Group has begun a redundancy consultation. In retail news, Superdry has renegotiated its financing with its lenders HSBC and BNP Paribas, extending its loan maturity date by a year, and receiving an additional £70 million in funding to ensure liquidity as clothing stores continue to recover from the lockdown. The German parliament is to conduct a full inquiry into the Wirecard scandal to, quote, clear up an accounting scandal which has no precedent in Germany's post-war history, end quote. Pizza Express has successfully received approval for a restructuring from its creditors after a company voluntary arrangement, or CVA, with Kirkland & Ellis Advising, which will save 9,000 jobs, close 73 restaurants, and potentially halve its debt exposure. In a follow-up from episode 65's Return to Work story, Prêt-à-Manger has launched a new subscription service that will allow customers up to 5 coffees a day in an effort to bring patrons back to the stores. HMRC has told MPs that between 5 and 10% of the money distributed in the furlough scheme may have been distributed through error or fraud, which would amount to £3.5 billion. HMRC will give employers an opportunity to repay any excess amounts and correct mistaken claims, and is investigating 27,000 high-risk claims. And finally, the UK government has been implored by leading business groups in the hard-hit aviation and car manufacturing sectors to extend the furlough scheme beyond October or risk a second wave of mass unemployment. If you'd like to read more on any of these stories, links as always are in the description. So, that has been episode 65.5. Thank you once again for your patience, and you'll hear from me next week. This has been the Commercial Awareness Podcast. Please be sure to follow, subscribe, and rate the podcast on your listening platform. It goes a long way. Also, recommend it to a friend. If you need to contact me, the podcast email address is on the first line of the episode description, and the podcast Instagram page is at ComAwarePod, that is ComAwarePod, if you prefer to contact me there or just want to follow the podcast there for any updates. The podcast Instagram page is also a way to interact with the podcast, where you can participate in polls to reflect on past episodes and suggest topics for future episodes. Other than that, thank you for listening, and you'll hear from me next week.